It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Buff Nation!
Let's go, finally.
Let's go, finally. You guys are killing me in the comments before the show. We are DMVR Buffs Primetime, presented by Illegal Pete's. Check out any of their 10 Colorado locations. Happy hour, 3 to 6 p.m. every day. My name is Jake Schwanitz. Next to me is RK. How are you, man?
I'm great. I would just like to be completely clear here. We take zero responsibility for being late. Blame DNVR Nuggets. If you have an issue, tweet at DNVR Nuggets, at Adam Mares, at Brendan Vogt, Harrison, D-Line. Bury them.
Yep. Go after them.
They're just running into our time. No respect. Unbelievable.
Crazy. We did go to Illegal Pete's. It was an early lunch. We were on time.
We were back here ready to go at 2:30.
Yep, 100%. But we're here. That's all that counts, right?
Yes, we are here. And the comments are going crazy. Also,
yes.
I heard that every thumbs up we get makes it more likely we'll be on time next time.
I heard that also.
Yeah, that's just a rumor going
on. So we can test that theory out by hitting that like button. Also, make sure to get your questions in, guys. We'll get those to the end of the show. But we are starting with the big story, which was last weekend's insane recruiting weekend. The names and the amount of players, literally can't count them.
And I looked over that list that came out early last week from Barstool Colorado a couple times. And like throughout the weekend, just more names that weren't even on there were just like popping up. People posing for pictures with Coach Prime. I'm just like, this is insane, man.
It's pretty crazy. So we're going to start talking about Brandon Baker, the best offensive tackle in next year's class. Only a 4-star right now. Of course, that is bound to change. He plays at Modern Day High School. But on 247 Sports, or I guess BuffStampede.com, an article was just published just before I went live, and Baker talked about his visit. He said, "I had a good visit. Colorado impressed me a lot. I want to come back in the spring and watch a practice, but moving forward, they are definitely an option for me."
Let's go. We had him as our number one guy to commit. Feels like they didn't get quite that far.
Yeah.
Wants to come back in the spring to see a practice.
Yep.
I find that interesting. But the best part about Brandon Baker in this weekend, by far, is the pictures that he put out. You know, everyone takes their pictures. Some guys have the Louis bag. Some guys are with the Lambo SUV. Everyone has their different things. My guy is literally doing OL stances, calling out Mike linebackers. Yeah. I was beside myself. I was like, you know this guy lives and breathes the position when his hype pictures are in stance.
He's manifesting, bro.
Yes.
He's visualizing what it would look like when he's at Folsom Field, lining up left or right side, Shador's behind him. He's manifesting.
I want him so bad.
He's got a lot more quotes. He also said, "I like what the coaches had to say, and I like the overall environment there. I like the energy of the new staff, and you can tell everyone gets along and is on the same page. There's a strong family vibe for sure, and they're all excited about what they're building." On Coach Prime, he said, "Deion Sanders talked to all of us together, and that was cool." All of us, meaning all of his modern day teammates, because there was at least five of them there that I know of.
Wow.
Baker said, "He's one of the realest coaches I've ever talked with. He wants nothing but greatness there and is committed to not just winning, but he feels they can win a national championship there."
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's make it happen. We need you.
He also said he's not trying to rebuild either. He wants to win right now. He's not recruiting that many guys. He's only going after the guys he thinks he can win with now, guys who can play right away. So it's pretty exciting to see what he can do there.
Well, yeah, and that goes back to Coach Prime's 40-40-20, right?
Mm-hmm.
He wanted 40 grad transfers, 40 traditional transfers. and 20 in terms of percentages, 20% high school kids. And those high school kids have to be ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it'll quite be 40-40-20 next year. Maybe, I don't know, like 40% regular. It's hard to tell. But I bet you the over time, the high school percentage will grow and grow and grow. Yeah. But regardless, when you're in a quick turnaround, quick rebuild like this, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Any of these guys who are coming in to play right away.
More from Brandon Baker. He talked about the new offensive line coach, Bill Boyle. He said, I liked him. He's a very genuine guy. He sees a bright future in me and emphasized the kind of lineman he's looking for and said I would be a great fit there. He wants athletic guys that can run. Brandon Baker can run.
One of the most athletic high school tapes I've ever seen.
Yep. He is. I mean, watching him pull all the way from right tackle to like other side B gap, C gap stuff is... That is like NFL level movement skills
for sure. And Sport Geek is in the comments saying like no one was ever going to commit this week. It's too early. That's not true though. I mean, they already have multiple commits for 2024. That mm-hmm. didn't even because he said every recruit that commits this early had already visited. So this is just a start. Multiple guys have committed to 2024 sight unseen. So yes, I agree with your sentiment that it's very early in the process, but. Not so much to say that they had no shot of getting anyone this weekend. Like, guys do pull the trigger early, especially at positions that are in lower supply, such as quarterback. You know, quarterback's mm-hmm. the number one position where guys will commit early because a lot of times teams will take one, maybe two in a class. But you're right. I mean, when we talk about, you know, Blake Purchase going to Oregon, it's because they built a foundation with him over time.
Yep.
And this is the beginning of that with a lot of these guys. So I agree with the overall sentiment.
To that point, though, about guys not committing over the weekend, I mean, Dejon Kalamon was there. He committed sight unseen. That was yep. his first visit to Colorado.
Yep.
Same with 2023 guys, Adam Hopkins and Omarion Miller. Both of them committed. I don't think they visited because they committed right after Coach Prime was hired.
Yep.
And then they were there this weekend.
And then the defensive lineman.
Which one? Oh, the Valdosta kid.
Yes. And he brought his teammates.
Yes. What is it? Omar White.
Yes, yes.
To wrap up Brandon Baker, actually, though, he did have this to say. He said, I'll be at Miami on March 4th for Junior Day. I have a lot of interest in Miami, and Coach Cristobal and Coach Mirabel are both recruiting me hard. They have a great 23 class, and I can see they're building something special, especially along the offensive line. He also said, I still want to take unofficial visits to Michigan and Ohio State, too, and I might go visit LSU at some point. If I like it at Michigan and Ohio State, then I'll go back there for an official visit. I like both programs and both coaching staffs a lot, so we'll see how it goes. This isn't done yet.
It's going to be a long ride, Jay.
Yep, it's going to be a long, long ride.
I don't know. I might have to put a rule that we can't watch tape this early because okay. I don't want to fall in love with these guys.
You don't want to get too excited?
Yeah, like I'm in love with Brandon Baker as a prospect.
Yeah.
So now I have to sweat it out every single time. I need to just see these guys' names on paper and the stars next to them for a little while so I don't get attached.
We have a whole season to go through before we can really start to worry about Brandon Baker.
I know.
So
that's why it's a problem that I am obsessed with this tape.
Well, you have a Savion Washington tape to watch. So
Savion Washington is dope.
We've got some words from two other guys. De'Andre Robinson is a four-star 247 composite defensive lineman, a top 200 player, 20th defensive lineman in this class. He said on his visit, they have a winning mindset. Environment was cool, and what stands out is how much the people outside of football are loving the changes with the team. And then we have, I mean, do you want to say anything on that?
This is awesome. It's awesome.
Talen Chandler, three-star interior offensive lineman from Nevada, Missouri, I guess. 694th overall player, 41st interior O-lineman in the 24 class. He said, I had a really good conversation with Coach O'Boyle, and I got to talk with Sean Lewis and their assistant offensive line coach. They told me about their scheme and their offense and how I feel it would be a great fit. I would be a great fit at center for them. They told me what they really want from me. It went really well. It was a great visit to meet the coaches and see the staff, see the facilities, and everything was awesome. It exceeded my expectations. The coaching staff and the people that Coach Prime has put around the college really stood out. All the coaches there are super genuine, super great people. They made it a great visit all around.
Awesome.
Tons of words on Buff Stampede from our guy Adam. I don't want to give away all his content because it is some of it VIP, but there's a lot of positive things being said about what these recruits went through this weekend in Boulder.
Momentum, momentum, momentum.
Mm-hmm.
They've been just trying to keep this momentum rolling, and eventually it's going to come down to games. Like, at a certain point, your momentum has to be wins, which obviously they've been pounding the win now thing. But I love that they're capitalizing on the hype, the momentum before they even have to hit the field, because that's mm-hmm. easy, right? Yep. Right now, all you have to do to create hype is post on social media and have dope pictures and, you know, obviously all the well-off videos, and everyone has their own YouTube channel and all this stuff. Like, you can just build and build and build hype for free. Whereas once the season starts, you actually have to grind for the hype. You have to win the games.
Right.
And I think they've done a great job of just capitalizing on the free hype zone.
For sure. Valdosta,
yeah.
Bird Bomb says, sorry. The weather could have been better this weekend, though, because I think people are talking. Deontre Robinson did say the weather wasn't great, but it's January in North America. The winter's not great in a lot of places.
Yeah.
It was cold.
I don't know. I mean, it was fine. You're going to lose a couple of guys. Like, there are going to be guys who grew up in warm weather, have never left warm weather, and while they have an option, don't want to leave warm weather. I got to be honest, Jake. While I don't necessarily blame them for that, because if you have a choice and you've never been in the cold, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want guys, though, that, like, embrace it.
Yeah.
I don't want guys that you have to, like, fight and convince them, like, it's going to be okay in the cold.
Right.
Like, I think going into last night, Joe Burrow was 8-0 in games where it was under 32 degrees. Like, I want guys who just lean into it and they're like, give me the cold. You know, the ones who want to go out, you know, and warm up with in a tank top
right.
when it's -5. Yeah. Like, those guys are just kind of built different.
They are.
And not everyone is going to be that way. And you are going to have to win some battles where you convince guys. But, like, I don't know. Eventually, if you play football long enough, you're gonna play in the cold.
Right. And like what 406 goalie said, how does Michigan and Ohio State recruit if the weather is so important? I mean,
right. It's worse there.
Yeah.
Nebraska, way colder.
Right.
And there's nothing to block the wind, so it's just windy and cold, which is the worst weather.
Yep.
I could do cold all, like, it's cold out today. I could do this all day. You give a little bit of wind, then it starts to suck. And it's rarely that windy here.
Well, on our cold weather, we are going to be in the 50s, it looks like, towards the end of the week. So, can't complain.
Yeah. We need it. We wait till we get guys on campus when it's like 75, sunny, everyone's out on Fair and Field and campus. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll be great.
Yep. Maybe when Brandon Baker comes back for his spring practice to watch or whatever.
There we go.
Real quick, before I move on with the show, shout out to our friends over at Shady Rays. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any expensive pair that we've worn. I did. I've been rocking them constantly. I love them.
Hell yeah.
I've been rocking like...
Oh, yeah, you wore them on the show Friday.
Yeah, I've been rocking like $20 like sporting goods shades for like the last 2 years. So now I have an official pair and it feels great.
Hell yeah.
Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the new year. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code DMVR or visit them in-store at the Park Meadows Mall for 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 200,000 people. And then shout-out to our friends over at Box and Shanker. Box and Shanker wins for Colorado families. Have been doing so for over 25 years. They offer no upfront fee to speak with them about your case, no fees while they work on your case, and no fees unless they win your case. And they win a lot. Box and Shanker have won over $1 billion for their clients. They help with all kinds of injury cases where you aren't at fault. Car accidents, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrians, trucks. They can even help if you're injured at work. Call us at 222-2222 to find out if you have a case for free. Box and Shanker wins.
Great comment from Dr. Bob. I'm not going to cite who said this most recently, but he said the buffalo is the only animal that goes into the storm.
Yep.
It's actually true.
It is.
Not scared.
Did you? Someone tagged us in an article that a white buffalo was spotted over the weekend.
Yes, I saved that.
Did you?
I saved that. I'll have a reason to use it at some point.
Let's go. Okay. We talked about this. I can't even remember when we talked about this last week, but you guys can throw up the tweet right now, Alyssa. This picture made the rounds on Twitter,
this is crazy. It
caused some outrage.
I don't know. This is absolutely a white and gold or black and blue dress situation.
Yeah, I mean, throwback to 2015. I was on Team Blue, by the way. I'm not on Team Blue here, though.
I can't remember my original reaction.
Yeah.
Also, the what was the other one? The one that you could hear? You heard something or green needle?
Oh, the one I was thinking about was like Laurel or something.
Laurel
else.
And Yanny.
That's
yes.
what it was.
Laurel and Yanny.
Jesus.
This is absolutely one of those. So it's not the foreground. It's the background. The picture on the screen way back there. And people are saying that that is blue. And they think that Coach Prime is bringing back the blue from the darkest days of Colorado football.
Early 80s.
But Jake, it doesn't. It's not blue. It's gray / silver.
Yes.
You see that, right?
Yes.
And I read the comments on the post, and it's like completely split. Some people, that's blue. Some people, that's gray. This is one of those situations. Look, I like a good conspiracy theory. Just watch the Bronco show if you want to know.
Yeah.
But this is one of those ones where it's like the answer is the most obvious answer. The answer is if you're deciding between whether it's silver / gray or blue, just look at the... which one of those colors is actually part of Colorado's colors.
Right.
Which, of course, is silver / gray. I think they're going to bring in a... So they had done the gray uniforms before / silver. I think they're going to make it a little bit lighter, and that's why you're seeing people think it looks kind of like a baby blue because it's like a light gray.
Mm-hmm. There's just no way they wear blue. I'm sorry.
I agree. If they do... I take back what I said about how I'm not going to complain. I'll complain about that. Black, gold, white, silver are the best colors you could ever possibly have. Under no circumstances do you need to add blue to that. But they're not going to. That's silver.
I saw a TV said it. There's been a few well-off videos where we've seen Coach Prime in the equipment room kind of going through the handouts and stuff. Didn't see any blue.
There's no blue.
There's no blue.
Everyone calm down.
It's not going to happen. Coach Prime's got us. Gray, black, gold, white.
Speaking of attire,
mm-hmm.
The white Coach Prime letterman jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Too cold.
Yep.
That's the best thing yet. Like, of all the stuff that he's rocked,
mm-hmm.
That white jacket goes so unbelievably hard.
The blacks aren't bad either.
No, those are sick too, but I would kill for the white.
Yeah. He's got to put those in mass production. So
whoever those
people
were that showed up that one day and were saying they would customize them for him need to capitalize on this by putting those for sale.
Didn't they say they were a Boulder business too, or like a Colorado base?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, that's enough uniform talk for today. Let's talk about some players, particularly the transfer portal. Micah Bernard officially withdrew his name from the portal. He will not be coming, and it seems like Marshawn Nyland is pretty much out. On Twitter, he's got WMU football in his bio, changed his profile picture back to Western Michigan. He does still have the CU committed tweet up on his timeline, but looks like things aren't moving that direction.
Yeah, unfortunate. A player that I think we were excited about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a story that we'll hear eventually as to why it didn't work out. But bummer.
Bummer. JT Shrout finds a new team. He's playing for the Arkansas State Red Wolves. That is now 4 of 5 quarterbacks that took snaps for the Buffs this year have entered the portal and found new teams.
Pretty good trade. Seydou Traore for JT Shrout.
Yep.
I think the Buffs won that trade.
I think so, too. Before we went live, someone asked me about Guy Thomas. Still haven't heard anything there. I don't really know what's going on that front, how realistic it would be to have him come back anyway.
I bet he comes back.
Think so?
Yeah.
It'd be great to have him.
Yep. Depth.
Yep. It would be huge to have him, I think. Leadership-wise, too, and just kind of continuing the CU culture. He's been through a lot. I mean, he's been there, 4 or 5 years already? So.
Yeah, he's been there a minute for sure.
and let me get the tweet first because it's a long title, but Darian Hagan got his title... Or we got the news of what his title will actually be. Here it is. Executive Director of Community Engagement and Outreach and Football Ambassador, and he's going to be working as an analyst with the running backs.
It's a lot of titles.
Yes.
I've said this before. I'll say it again. It was super important to me and I think a lot of Buffs fans to just keep a bridge there. Now, if Coach Prime didn't want to do it, I would have lived with it. But I really appreciate the fact that he did want to keep a bridge to the history of Colorado football.
Yep.
You know, obviously everyone was going to criticize everything Dan Hawkins did because it didn't work out. But that was one of the things that he did a really poor job of. Is he kind of came in and said, like, this is my thing. Those bricks that you see in Legacy Hall, he got rid of those.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, like, we're not doing this anymore. That's an old thing. So then they had to, like, go back and, like, retroactively add ones from his time. players, former players said, like, he did no work at all to connect with them and see, you know, talk about the glory days and what made Colorado special. And I just think it's another example of how Coach Prime gets it, that he saw Darian Hagan and was like, this guy's been around literally forever. He is going to be an asset to me. Let me keep him around and let me make sure that the legends of Colorado football still feel like they're welcome here.
Yeah, just a great legacy move. And I mean, we've talked about it a bunch, I feel like, recently too. Just Coach Prime buying into the culture and embracing CU. Darian Hagan retaining him, I think, was one of the first steps. And now what we see, what he's going to be doing, especially that football ambassador role, he's just going to be promoting the program. I mean, it's a great move.
I would love to see him, like, Steve Atwater has, like, an ambassador role with the Broncos. That was his original entry into it. I would love to see Coach Hagan maybe do some more media stuff around the Buffs.
For sure. Maybe on this show.
Absolutely would love to see that.
Some more announcements. Vincent Dancy, Michael Pollock, and Trevor Riley are titled quality control analysts.
Okay.
I think... So, go ahead.
You go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is interesting, I think, because Dancy was named initially as safeties coach. I think it can be safely assumed that Charles Kelly, probably going to head that up. Michael Pollock is like Coach Prime's one of his right-hand guys. He's the guy that's always doing the hype up in the well-off videos and stuff. Bucky loves talking to him. And then Trevor Riley, doesn't seem like they're going officially special teams coordinator.
Thank you.
Is that where you were going?
Well, I was just going to say, remember, I got buried in the comments that day for saying, like, I thought Coach Prime didn't want to do special teams coordinator. I explained X, Y, and Z why I thought he wanted to do that. But because Jace Feely, I believe, said, like, after a great conversation with special teams coordinator Trevor Riley, everyone thought that he was a special teams coordinator, and they're like, Coach Prime knows better than you. I was like, I agree. I was just saying what I thought he would thought. So now I see that Coach Prime and I are on the same page.
On the reply to that tweet,
Sean Camp says, what about Ed Reed as safeties coach?
I mean, he's available.
Dude, if that happens, I don't even know what I'll do with myself.
It'd be amazing.
It would
the
be
recruiting power of that staff.
And now it's a thing. People are talking about it. I personally, for Ed Reed, I think it would be a great move.
Oh, yeah.
Come in, be a part of this wave, you know, get your feet wet in a official capacity in college football, obviously learn from Coach Prime, and then, like, as far as I'm concerned, the very next HBCU opening, if that's the direction he wants to go, should want Ed Reed.
Yep. Or G5.
And that's what I was going to say. But if he wants to go, you know, to a different level, I think he could do that too. And especially if he's with Coach Prime.
Yep. Some other positions or people that were given names in terms of titles. Rodney Forsett, Chief of Staff. David Kelly's GM. Reggie Calhoun, Director of Football Operations. Craig Compenzano, Director of Sports Video. James Chaney is Director of Player Development. He was coaching high school football before this.
Interesting.
For Lehigh in Florida.
Okay. Connection.
Yep. Darius Darden-Box, Director of Recruiting. He is from Vandy. And Corey Phillips, Director of Player Personnel from LSU, I believe is where he's from.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Maybe I saw today, I mean, I can't confirm this, but people were saying that Willie Taggart was announcing he or it was announced that he was on the staff today. I've only saw that from one place. So,
okay. Well, as Coach Ryan would say, he's walking through that door soon.
Any moment. Yep.
Yeah. At any moment. Hey, there you go.
Same with Mike Zimmer.
Yeah. No official Mike Zimmer announcement yet, right?
Yep. Do we think he's like interviewing for NFL jobs?
I just wonder if he was like, hey, let me see what's out there for me. Because, you know, if someone offers him an NFL defensive coordinator job, that might be very intriguing to him.
Right.
So he probably just said, hey, give me some time. You know, if it's not out there, then I'm with you.
Yes. And then also another announcement that came out through the weekend. Coach Prime is going to be having a press conference on Wednesday.
Yes. And so Wednesday, of course, is signing day.
Yep.
Stay tuned for a schedule update on this show. We're going to have to figure out what we're going to do. With, of course, a Coach Prime presser taking precedent.
Yes. It's 2 to 2.30, so obviously kind of right during our prep time. And we'll be in Boulder still at 3, so we'll let you guys know exactly what we iron out on that front. But I'm pumped. I can't wait.
I know. It's going to be it's gonna be interesting. It's going to be a quiet signing day for the most part. Now, does Coach Prime have a... you know, a joker up his sleeve, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, one or two guys, maybe. I don't know. I mean, what's our guy, Ellis
Robinson?
Robinson is announcing, but he's still a 2024 guy. Yep. So that could be interesting. Obviously, Coach Prime wouldn't be able to talk about it yet. I'm just curious to see how they do this because, you know, this is a standard operating procedure for a coach to have a signing day press conference. Maybe he just talks about the whole class.
Yeah.
And that's you know, kind of how they do it.
Well, I'm going to do homework on it because I want to go back and watch. I'm not going to say his name, but two coaches ago had a signing day press conference on YouTube just to check it out and see what exactly.
Someone said
about.
Number one cornerback signing equals quiet. Love it. I mean quiet in terms of volume.
Right.
Not in terms of the, excitement.
We had that last week with the Cormani one, though.
Of course.
We'll see if that stays. It'll be broadcasted live on YouTube on their YouTube page also, so you guys can watch live. I think that's all the news I got for today.
All right.
So I'm here to tell you guys about our friends over at Breckenridge Brewery and their Avalanche.
Real quick, get your questions in for final segment.
Yep. Hit that like button, too. Breckenridge Brewery has a beer for any occasion, and there's no better way to watch a game than having some Breck Brew. You can try out their Avalanche Ale right in front of us there. That is an amber. You can try out their Mile High City Golden Ale, newest beer from them, or you can try some of our favorites, Strawberry Sky, Mountain Beach Sour. The Mountain Beach Sour hits different at the farmhouse, by the way.
Ooh. That ice cream beer.
That was delicious, too. Yeah.
That hit real different. I would go back for that specifically.
Yep.
Like, there's great stuff there, good food, good everything. But that was one of the best beers I've ever had. And you can only get it at the farmhouse.
Why won't they can it? Do we know?
Maybe we can put some pressure on them to get them to can it.
Okay. Check out their beer locator at www.breckbrew.com to find a beer near you. Shout out to DraftKings Sportsbook. NBA fans, it's time to bring the hoops action into the palm of your hand with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And this week, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, for a limited time, all new and existing customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day. I'm going to have to check that out then.
Sheesh.
Download DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DMVR. New customers can bet $5 on the NBA and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA with code DMVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Alrighty, we ready to talk to the people?
Let's absolutely talk to the people.
Hello, friends. Angela with the first one today. What do you all think about Matt Rhule taking shots at Coach Prime and CU?
Matt Rhule's taking shots?
I guess so.
Someone's got to put me onto this.
He's got Russell Wilson cooking lunch for him, though.
Oh, I see what you did there. He tried to, like, flex literally what looked like sliced hot dogs on top of
like rice-a-roni.
Yes, like minute rice. Yeah. You just like add a little bit of water, throw it in the in the microwave. I was like, bro, that looks horrible.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
I'm no spices. At
it again. No.
No sauce.
I'm trying to find where did Coach Rhule take a shot?
So the only thing I saw was when he was on that Barstool podcast or whatever, saying like that they were having a recruiting weekend and Coach Prime was on the screen and he was like, what are you guys doing? Why is Coach Prime on the screen? And they were like, Coach, it's Madden. Like he's just on the, I don't know. He's on the cover because Madden does like lower rotating covers and he was one of them. I didn't see the shots.
We're going to have to figure that out. Yeah. If it's juicy enough, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Next question. The H family, how does this year's junior class compare to the one CU has had in the past? Are you talking about junior day?
Junior day, yes. It's not even comparable. Yeah. as far as I was concerned, like legitimately, I thought junior day was something for in-state recruits.
That's what I thought, yeah.
To kind of just come, you know, it's just like a nice way to like outreach to the Colorado high schools and be like, hey, send your guys up here. Really, whether you were interested in them or whether they were Pac-12 quality or not, this was just like, give me the top 100 recruits in the country and bring them in for junior day.
Yep, literally. I mean, I tried to retweet as many dope pictures that guys put up as I could find, but it's just four-star, like modern day, just all these high schools, IMG, like all this stuff. It's literally best of the best in Boulder this last week.
Modern day might be... If you get the modern day pipeline cooking,
we're in business.
Yes.
He did his best this weekend, though.
Oh, he got it. He got the ball rolling for sure.
Our friend VHF has a question. Will you guys be on all day on National Signing Day? No.
I think if we were going to do something like this, it would be next year, early signing day.
Yeah.
Just go marathon because the news will just be rolling in. Hopefully, you know, there's like three kids in the top 100 that they're trying to get a last minute. Like if there was big news like that, I would be all for this. For this specific signing day, there's just going to be so little going on. We wouldn't have all that much to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we only get the Cormani. I mean, he's already committed even.
Right.
We just need him to sign.
So just get like, let's get that signature, get the ink dry, and that's going to be the news.
Well, I mean, look at the time of the press conference, too. It's on Wednesday. It's not after Wednesday, like after signing day. It seems like they are expecting the class to be pretty much wrapped up by 2 p.m.
Yep.
Next question. We got a super chat from Jay. Any news on Ellis Robb IV? Nothing breaking. He's announcing his commitments.
On Wednesday.
But then we have a whole year after that. So
someone... I think it was Sean or Lawrence in the comments who said he's going to commit to Georgia and then flip to Coach Prime on signing day.
I mean, he's flipped to the top cornerback the last 2 years.
Yep.
He does have a crystal ball from Steve Wiltfong to Georgia.
You can finish.
It's from March, though.
Yeah. Now I remember. There was like a little shot from Matt Rhule. Who said, like, we're not going to be filming everything here at Nebraska, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, cool.
Yeah.
Have less exposure.
Right.
I really don't like Matt Rhule.
I love that.
I really don't. And I didn't like him before either.
Okay.
Like, you could probably find some old takes of me just, like, taking shots at him when he was at Carolina.
My impression.
I also hate Baylor, so he was there. Like,
former Big 12 school.
And also just a horrible
rival
program.
Yes.
And on top of that, when Colorado went to the Pac-12 or was about to go to the Pac-12, Baylor's president or whatever, president, came out with like this statement, like wrote a letter to the Pac-12 of why they should bring Baylor and not Colorado. And it was like trying to uplift shitty Baylor into Waco, of all places, over Boulder and CU. It was... That was like
it's
the cherry on
close.
Top.
Not even close. But yeah, my opinion of Matt Rhule went way down after his Panthers tenure. That was not good.
He didn't even do like one notable good thing.
Oh. They drafted some defensive linemen. That's about all they did. Linebackers. Jeremy Chinn. Good job.
I can't wait to spoil the beginning of his tenure, just like we did with Scott Frost.
Would be an amazing start to the Coach Prime and Matt Rhule tenures.
Yep.
Another super chat. This was great.
Oh,
Bacon and Cash.
God.
Did y'all see the fake Deion Jr. and Shiloh video? That was so cringe. I'm sorry. Whoever that kid is.
He lied twice.
Twice.
That was actually tough to watch. But Shiloh, dude, he's so good. Like, he's really good at the straight face thing.
Yes.
You know? So, like, he got the guy in the cab because he's just so good at keeping a straight face when he's you know, screwing with someone. And the fact that he got that guy to say that right after he said he did play football. Then he's like, no, I don't actually play football. Yeah. Then he's like, oh, are you Deion's son? He's like, yeah, I am. Brutal. Shiloh's more Shiloh content.
Yes.
Always.
He's brutally honest, man.
He is. He's like low-key a hater, but in a hilarious way.
Yeah. That restaurant review.
Which one was he at?
Is that Boulder Social?
Okay, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that either.
Oh, he ripped them for their salmon salad.
Damn.
Yeah.
These Shiloh, hit me up for your food recs. I got you, bro. I won't lead you astray.
That man cracks me up though. He's got another video up on his YouTube channel that I haven't watched yet. So
there's also just like so many comments that I know no one will ever read it. But like he should be just going to Illegal Pete's anyway, but he was like, they don't have Chipotle here. I'm like, Shiloh.
Yep.
It's like less than a mile away from where you are. I just want to be able to tell him, but I just know he won't see it.
We gotta put him on.
There's Chipotle, but also there's Illegal Pete's even closer and it's better.
We're at 231 likes. 300, possibly?
Wow, that would be a hell of a run. Do they have it in them today?
I believe in our people.
All right, let's do it.
Buff Nation show out. Hit that like button. From Ryan, with a question for RK. Since old guys have adopted Jake, should we build a Facebook list of old Buff games to watch? I submit Colorado K-State from 02. Ooh. Goal line stop by D-Strick. Fun game.
Ooh. What does Facebook have to do with any of this?
I don't know, but I'd be down to watch some old Buffs games. I did watch The Gospel According to Mac months ago.
We should absolutely make a list of old Buffs games for Jake to watch. There's a couple in like the Pac-12 Classics cycle, and I think you can actually get those on demand if you have the right, you know, services.
Okay.
But like, there's a Colorado Texas game from '94. That's just like crazy to watch. Anything from the national championship years.
Mm-hmm.
There's a CU-CSU. Geez, I'm just guessing here. I'm going to say 2005, where the Buffs get three straight stops on the 1 yard line to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like CSU literally gets all the way down to the one, has three straight chances to punch it in for a game winning touchdown, or four straight chances, and stuff them all four times. That one's electric. But there's unlimited West Virginia, the Oklahoma upset of Sam Bradford and DeMarco Murray. Mm. The list goes on and on and on. We'll get it to you.
I got to get a full viewing of 62-36 also.
Oh, that exists. That's just on YouTube.
Okay.
So you can just straight up watch that one. I can't believe I didn't mention that. That's my favorite game ever. If you like O-line play.
Yeah. All right.
Dude's just getting absolutely tossed. It was incredible.
I'll get on it, and I'll let you guys know when I do. I'll maybe clip or cut some stuff up on Twitter.
Luis said that CSU game was 2004. It was his first game as a student. I was 12. So, like, I can't even imagine what that night was like on the Hill.
The Salaam 2000 game, ISU?
Oh, yes. That call. When Larry Zimmer calls the, you know, he's got 2000, I tear up every time.
Awesome. I've got a long list of offseason content. No surprise.
Oh, yes. YouTube. Just to add to that. So in that goal line stand, there's this player named Marcus Houston, who was the number one running back in the country. He committed to Colorado originally. And then he transferred to Colorado State because he said, this is simplifying, but he essentially said like Eric Bieniemy was too mean to him. He said that instead of calling him Marcus, he called him Markeisha. So then he transferred to Colorado State, and like that was supposed to be like his revenge game, and he got stuffed at least one of the four times they got stuffed.
He learned the hard way. It sucks to be a CSU Ram, I guess.
Look, he's learning. He's learning. We love this.
Another question from Lawrence. Think Coach Prime locked up Kareem Harden? I do not know.
I don't either.
He was a JUCO transfer from Butler Community College. Pulling up his Twitter now. I don't think we'd have a commitment.
Okay.
I'd be surprised.
Did we get an official Nicholas Harbor to Oregon commitment over the weekend?
I saw that. Yeah. I don't know.
Can we make a rule that if you're committing to someone, you just have to say the words committed?
Yes. Yes.
It's so confusing.
I know. We'll find out in 2 days.
The only ones I know for sure right now are the home emoji.
Yeah.
I think that's the only one I can be sure is the home emoji. That's a commitment.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if they outright say it.
Really is the only way, I guess. Maybe a graphic that says committed is...
Yes, of course. But without the words, like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Next question from Gerald. Any word on these two JSU players, Quadarius Davis and Shane Hooks? I thought Shane Hooks committed to UNLV, but I guess that was just him taking a visit, and he's still visiting.
See what I mean?
Yes, I know. So I don't know what's going on with Shane Hooks. Sorry, I said Shane Cooks, but
I think there might be a little bit of hesitation right now for Colorado to accept transfers unless it's like a instant starting game changer because of the scholarships.
Yeah.
I know I said the scholarships are always going to work themselves out, but I think as it stands right now,
well, you don't want to add more issues to your plate.
It's kind of what I mean is. I think they would happily take either of those guys if they had an opening. Right now, they don't have openings. In fact, they have to work backwards. So if they eventually get there and either of those guys are still available, I wouldn't be surprised to see them come in.
Mm-hmm.
But I think unless it's like a Des Moy Kennedy or someone like that,
right.
Like I don't know if they're necessarily in the market right now.
Yeah, looks like Shane Hooks is just still doing his thing, visiting around. He was at Ole Miss, I think, last. Old Dominion. Yep, UNLV. So he's still figuring it out. I don't know about Quadarius Davis.
I think it's Quadarius.
Quay Davis. Either way, I think if Jackson State guys aren't here at this point, probably not happening.
Okay. I would say wait, late spring, maybe there might be a couple more additions.
Right. Well, we know Shiloh's coming, so.
Shiloh's absolutely coming. Shiloh's here, actually.
He is already here, right. We're at 282, 18
also,
away.
Is Shiloh just walking through the music building, like opening up random doors?
That kid that
the
like
kid who just looks over?
Yes. Oh, that man is hilarious, dude. Such
he's
a
like
funny guy.
Critiquing the level of pianos they have in the private piano rooms.
Yeah. Straight up calls one. He's all, this piano sucks.
Yeah,
he just goes finds
plays
another.
Like four notes. He's like, nope.
Kevin.
The dude is insane on the keys, though.
He is crazy. Very talented.
We need like drop the album.
No joke. We need a Shiloh and Bucky collab on a song.
There we go. I bet you it's happened already, to be honest.
Bucky's songs in some of these videos he's throwing in now. Pretty good, man.
Dude, the beat drop in the Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yes. I know.
It's different.
It does. Kevin asks, today the Pac-12 had a meeting concerning future outlook. In your guys' opinion, is Colorado looking at a new conference?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Colorado is... It's just what I was talking about earlier with the free hype.
Right.
Colorado is this hot... as hot can be right now.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is seeing the Coach Prime effect, not just with the numbers that Colorado has, but, you know, ESPN loves talking about Coach Prime when they get the opportunity to because it drives numbers. All the recruiting services are piggybacking off of Coach Prime. So, of course, Rick George knows this. And I guarantee you he's, you know, talking with the Big Ten right now, saying, hey, We're one of the biggest brands in college football right now.
Yeah.
Why would you not want to add
us?
And I assume what the Big Ten is probably saying is, all right, let's see it on the field, and then we can talk.
For sure.
I don't think anything's going to happen imminently, but...
We're still at least a season away, I think, from complete chaos in terms of realignment.
Yep.
Also on the topic of Rick George, how about we let him lead this Broncos coaching search? Because God damn it, man.
We need that level of like urgency.
Yeah.
Rick George said it himself. He's like, this is the most important hire. And he went out there and set his sights as high as possible and landed the guy.
Yep.
Broncos kind of just fucking around.
Yep.
For lack of a better term.
Greg should bring in Rick just to pick his mind at least a bit.
Something tells me he won't do that.
God, I hate that we're in this. Super chat from Christopher, our guy. Did you see the new Ralphie hype video CU put out? Chills and all the feels. I believe it's the one they show right before Ralphie runs at each home game.
Oh, and they just tweeted it?
I think so. Yeah, on CU Buff's football account.
Nice. I gotta check that out.
Yeah, the one with Peggy, Bienemy's in it, Joel Klatt's in it.
Yep, yeah. Yep. Speaking of more wholesome Peggy content this weekend, did you see her talking to Rick?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Just the best.
Yep. She's blown away.
She was. Also, I can't get over the amount of content just everywhere. Mm. CU's on it now, like getting up more and more stuff because everything blows up. Now you said Traore's got his own
Zico
channel.
Yep.
Yeah, like,
yep, he posted his first vlog over the weekend.
We could literally hire someone whose job was just to watch all the videos and like send us clips of the highlights.
Yes. And it would really help out.
Yeah, it would help out huge.
Club Shay Shay says Shador plays guitar. I think I did see that in a video.
Me and Shador should jam.
Yeah. Get all three of the kids together just for another banger. Dion or Bucky, Shiloh, Shador. You could get something going.
It's really interesting. I wonder if that was just a point of emphasis for Dion raising them, like wanting them to be musically involved in one way or another.
What a surprise meme.
People are offering to be a official video watcher.
Yep. That's it, I think, though. Good show.
All right.
We got to 300 likes.
Boom, 303. Perfect time.
Make sure you guys blame the Nuggets, guys.
Yeah, hop in those Nuggets mentions. Tell them chop chop.
They really want to hear from you guys.
Yeah, they love when you guys chime in.
Especially in their chat when they're finishing up a pod.
Yeah. Someone we could see it when we sat down and someone was like, time to go. Yeah. Buff's time.
Buff Nation's amazing. We'll be back tomorrow, normal time, and then Wednesday, National Signing Day, press conference. Gonna be a good week.
Hell yeah.
Let's go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs.